What's the key to getting the team back up to speed quickly after 4 days off and kind of breaking the routine?
Getting back out here and working and getting the timing back, both offensively, defensively, you know, and even in the kicking game. Just getting back out here and playing football again.
What else did you and the rest of the coaches glean from the 4 days after players left from breaking down and going?
Well, I mean, I think obviously there's things that we can do better as a coaching staff to put our players in a little bit better position. And then, at the end of the day, it comes down to, players going out and executing and making the plays they get the opportunity to make. But we're all in this thing together, and we're continuing. And this will be a constant thing. It is in the National Football League. You never rest. You keep looking for ways to improve. And I thought last week was a good week for us to kind of look at ourselves and what we're doing and how we can do it a little bit better.
We'll go back over all that stuff. Do you often learn stuff, or is it mostly just reinforce what you've been thinking?
Well, I mean, a little bit of both. The season moves fast. And sometimes you think you see something and it's not exactly the way you saw it. And when you get a little bit of time to sit back and look at it, spend a little bit of time looking at it, it opens your eyes to a few different things. So we looked at a lot of different areas and what we were doing well and what we have to improve on, and we'll move forward from there.
Do you expect the lineup to look much the same this weekend as
I wouldn't expect just a bunch of wholesale changes. I mean, we've put a lot of time into the guys out there that we have on the field. So but we're going to continue to evaluate that as we go through, and whatever lineup changes we feel like are necessary to, maybe give us a boost and help us play a little bit better, we'll make those changes.
What about, did you bring in any guys to work out over those 4 days?
No.
Or are you going to bring in any this week?
There's the potential, yeah.
What are your initial thoughts on the Atlanta Falcons, Coach?
They're an extremely good football team. They're very well coached. They're explosive on offense. Their defense plays extremely fast. They're opportunistic. So there's a reason why they're 5-0. And it'll be a huge challenge going down there to their place in that dome, in that environment where they've played a lot of good football. It'll be a challenge for us.
Did you guys gather as a staff yesterday to watch that game live?
No, we did not.
So Darius been cleared?
He was back out here again today, so... He's making a lot of progress, and I think he's doing well.
So is he cleared as far as is he being for contact and all?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Shante still in the boot?
He is, yes.
Is that any update on any setback or just slower than expected?
With Shante?
Yeah.
No, it's really about what we expected. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that he's out of the boot soon, and I'm hopeful that the process speeds up once he gets out of the boot.
So are you anticipating Curry being able to practice next week?
I am, yes.
What kind of progress has he made?
I think he's made some progress. It's different when you're doing your rehab work as opposed to when you're actually out there playing football. So it'll be a great deal for us to get him out here. Get him working some football, running around doing some football movement, and really, get back into the swing of what we're doing defensively, because it's been a while since he's, gotten an opportunity to participate.
The fact that Curry missed camp, it's been almost 4 months probably since he's had any practice time. How much of it, 21-day window?
We'll evaluate it when we get into it. I'm not going to set a time frame. For him, I know that once he starts practicing, we got basically a 3-week window to see where he's at and see if he's ready to play football. And if he is, we'll activate him. And then if he's not, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Is there a chance to even exhale at all of these past 4 days, or was it even in some ways more stressful not having a game and just kind of knowing what's at stake?
No, I mean, we did our work and we did the things that we had to do, and then all of us got an opportunity to go home and be family men, because we got we got lives too outside of football, so we got a chance to do that, which was good.
You like what you saw today in terms of guys coming back ready to work right
away? Yeah, I thought our guys came back. I thought they worked well. I thought they competed. We still worked a lot on ourselves, and we'll spend a lot of time really working on, you know, Atlanta, you know, really starting Wednesday. Say that again. He's improving. He's, you know, still not able to get out here and work. So, I still think he's week to week.
Nick Gordon's situation is
Pretty much the same. I would say he's probably a week to week situation. He's made some improvement, but how significant? I don't think it's been significant enough.
Didn't have to be a worse injury than he initially thought, I guess, huh?
Who's Gordon? That? Well, it was a hamstring,
yeah.
And you know, you never really know how long those things are gonna last, and so hopefully he'll be back out here soon.
Have you gotten about what you expected, or maybe you don't go in with expectations from rookies, but from your draft class?
Yeah, I mean, I think our draft class has done pretty well. The guys that have been out there on the field, they've improved. They've gotten a little bit better, and we've gotten some of those young guys some work. So I've been pleased with the progress of the young guys, of the rookies.
Bergstrom been doing a tackle. Is there a chance he could get in that spot?
Well, yeah. I mean, that, you know, there's obviously a chance. He's been working at both positions, guard and tackle, and you know, that's a position that's. There's a lot that goes into that position. It's hard for young players to come in and make an impact at that position. But he's been making some steady progress, and we'll continue to see how the season plays out and if and when there's an opportunity for him to get in there.
You guys had big plans for Huff and Branch coming in. How have you done so far? How much have you been able to hold back because of the injuries?
Well, I think it's right now it's not fair to, you know, totally evaluate Michael Huff. And where he's at, because we've had to force him into a role that you know, we didn't really anticipate at the beginning of the season. Obviously, there's a lot of improvement that has to be made on all of our parts. You know, those guys know where they need to improve. I think Tyvon Branch has played pretty well. He runs around all over the field and plays the game physically. And so I would expect that he would continue to improve, and both those guys will. And I still have high hopes for them to play well this year.
As a defensive coach, I'm sure go first quarter of the season without an interception has got to stick in your craw a little bit. How do you, I mean, is that, you're a believer that turnovers come in bunches? Are there more things you can be doing?
Well, I believe that we call them takeaways,
yeah.
Which means that we control them.
Yeah.
It's not like the offense gives us the ball. We go out and take it away from them. So, yeah, there's things that we can do. And I think I think JT hit it the other day with you guys a little bit, is, you know, we got to have 11 people flying around to the football, flying around like their hair's on fire. And that's the way you play defensive football. It's been that way since the beginning of time, and it won't change.
Plans still for Huff to be back to corner?
That he worked there. He's been working both positions, but he obviously worked there some today. So, you know, we'll see as the week goes on if anything changes.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.